imagine you're going to be hearing a lot about earmarks and the federal budgets.
Man. I used to do earmarks.
You mean take a tattoo on your lobe?
No, man. I used to do earmarks. It was really bad.
How did you earmark your own budget?
I quit earmarks. Totally swore them off, man.
Life changed. But you probably weren't addicted to earmarks. And Congress clearly,
they have a problem.
They have a problem. And when you actually look down, there's a number of resources where you can look down at the number of earmarks. The numbers are staggering. And sometimes you look at what we're paying for and it seems a little bit silly.
Are these little items that are attached to bills,
tiny
earmarks that just say, oh, and by the way, we're going to send $20 million to this Congress.
Right. You'll have a bill on hate crimes, and at the end of it, $850,000 for a Father's Day rally in Philadelphia.
Drinking fountain. Sure.
Exactly.
We need that stuff.
But all that may seem like earmarks are always bad. Clearly, get rid of them and then you'll solve a big problem, right? But you know, there are some earmarks which end up helping real people on the ground in real cities, like the people of Allentown, Pennsylvania. We've got the mayor, Ed Pawlowski, with us. And good morning, Ed.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
You know, tell me about earmarks in your own city. They're not necessarily a bad word in Allentown, PA, right?
No. I think earmarks have been demonized, but I actually think they're very good for communities. I mean, they bring tax dollars back into local areas. I think people need to think of them as, especially, 99% of these earmarks are actually good. So I think you could think of them as sort of community-wide taxpayer refunds, because they're bringing these dollars back that we have paid out to the federal government back to the community, and to do some really good work.
What exactly has the city of Allentown gotten from earmarks?
Well, we've been able to, most of our earmarks have been targeted specifically around public safety. And Allentown is the third largest city in the state of Pennsylvania. We have, urban problems just like every other, large and medium-sized city in the country. But we don't have, as a medium-sized city, we don't have the resources usually to address these problems in a comprehensive way like a Philadelphia or New York or any other large metropolitan area. And so these earmarks play a really crucial role for us to get the resources needed to really be on the cutting edge for our police department. Example, we got two different earmarks, one from Senator Spector when he was a Republican and one from our Republican Congressman Charlie Dent. They were both for about $400,000. One was for $400,000, one was for $470,000. They were for security cameras. It was it helps us to put cameras up within our communities. We monitored them 24/7 through our 911 call center, and they've made a significant difference, about a 20% drop in crime as a result of these cameras being put into place.
All right. Also with us is Jay Newton-Small. She's Time Magazine's congressional correspondent. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Is it always small? Is it always communities like Allentown, PA, that end up benefiting from earmarks? Who stands to lose the most? Should we do away with them?
Well, actually, it's mostly rural states. I mean, it's not just tiny communities. It can be large cities in rural states. For example, if you go to Alaska, the Ted Stevens International Airport, the renovation of that was actually done by an earmark. So it's mostly a redistribution from sort of states that are more highly developed, industrialized, richer to poorer states.
Jay, this earmarks process is a result of continued, and it goes back quite a ways in congressional history, twisting of the budget process to allow the leadership in the House and Senate to grant individual favors to individual lawmakers. If earmarks goes away, there's going to be some other twist that's going to allow this kind of flow of resources to continue, don't you think? I don't believe it for a moment.
Well, I think for at least Democrats, that twist already exists. I mean, if you're a Democrat and you did away with the earmarking process, you could just submit to the administration a list of projects that you'd like in your local area, and the administration could fold that into the budget, their budget request for which goes to Congress and then gets debated and enacted into law eventually. So those aren't earmarks officially because they're part of the administration's budget request, but those are your earmarks anyway, and you're getting the money you want.
Well, Mayor Pawlowski, let me ask you, isn't there a better way to do this? If this is a fair redistribution of our taxes, but they end up being dependent on the power of the representative or the senator in Congress, their ability to get them on a bill that's going to get passed, isn't there a better way to fix the tax structure to address this problem?
Well, I think there's a better way to actually look at earmarks. I mean, you may want to actually reform the system, figure out ways to have a more clear, open, transparent process in how these earmarks are actually put into bills. But, you know, earmarks only represent about 0.3% of the actual federal budget. So they are really not a substantial part of this systemic economic crisis that we find ourselves in.
Mary,
and a lot of this is just grandstanding.
Mary, you want to get into the big bucks? You need a nuclear waste dump in Allentown. There you go.
No, you know, the big bucks, you know where the real culprits are? They're in that addresses the federal deficits. It's all these tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans and the regulations or the lack of regulations and oversight on the large financial institutions from the Bush years. I mean, that's what's caused a lot of these problems.
And Ed Pelosi
and so
comes out
swinging. The earmarks itself are not, you know... If you take away all the earmarks, you're not going to solve the problem.
Oh, okay. Well, Jay, let me ask you, are they having discussions about how they would supposedly fairly redistribute taxes? Should they move forward with this moratorium on earmarks?
Well, it's not a discussion between the parties because Democrats are not debating or even thinking about getting rid of earmarks at this point. It's just the Republican Party who is. Both the House and the Senate have said that they, Republican parties or conferences in both chambers, have said that they're going to engage in a two-year moratorium on earmarks. Now, the interesting thing is, in the Senate, at least two current members and two members who are coming back most likely have said so far that they will not engage in this moratorium. They will still ask for earmarks. Democrats have told me that they need at least 7 to 10 Republicans to vote with them for every spending bill who will vote for earmarks, essentially. Otherwise, they can't pass these bills. So they're waiting anxiously to see whether or not these Republicans are going to defy their party, still vote for earmarked bills, and the process will continue as normal, except that Republicans won't ask for them.
Although President Obama does support a moratorium on earmarks.
He does, and it puts the Democratic, you know, leaders in an awkward position because the Republicans are saying, we renounce these. We're going to go, you know, we're going to be ethical. We're going to bow to the will of the American people, and Obama also supports this. So, you know, where the Democratic leaders are left sort of with, you know, this meme of we're big government, we like to spend money, that kind of thing.
That is Jay Newton Small, Time Magazine's congressional correspondent. And we also talked with Ed Pelosi. He's the mayor of Allentown, PA. Always a pleasure to talk to both of you. Thanks so much, Mayor and Jay.
You better keep those security cams maintained. He might not get the money to replace them.
That's very true.